With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Three special elections today are in the national spotlight. The state Supreme Court contest in Wisconsin, where the liberal candidate wants to redraw congressional districts to eliminate two Republican seats in the House, plus two Florida elections to fill vacancies in Congress. In the Sunshine State's 6th District, State Senator Randy Fine is the GOP candidate. He tells SRN News his opponent is too radical for that Florida district.
He describes himself as a proud socialist whose first act will be to impeach Donald Trump. So that's what's on the line today with our thin House majority. Democrats are mad. Republicans feel great because Trump's winning. And we've had to explain to them how important this election is. But I'm optimistic. People are showing up. They're going to vote. And we're going to have a big night. But they got to go vote. They got to go vote right now.
Randy Fine running to replace former Congressman Mike Waltz, who was tapped by President Trump as his White House National Security Advisor. Also at SRNnews.com, Taiwan is condemning Beijing's latest large-scale military exercises.
The joint drills involve Navy, air, ground, and rocket forces. The exercises are meant to be a severe warning and forceful containment against Taiwan independence. The Tuesday drill comes just 2 weeks after a large-scale exercise in mid-March, when Beijing sent a large number of drones and ships toward the island. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense said it had tracked 19 Chinese Navy vessels in the waters surrounding the island in a 24-hour period. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And on Wall Street, uncertainty still high about just what President Trump will announce about tariffs on his Liberation Day. Stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead is down 55 points. The NASDAQ up 100. This is SRN News. Palestinian children are being taught to hate Jews.
The London-based Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education reports that school kids in the areas ruled by the Palestinian Authority are using textbooks full of anti-Semitism and glorification of violence. One math book asks students to calculate how many suicide bombers have attacked Israel. In some elementary schools in Gaza, youngsters are being taught to memorize poems glorifying the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A surge of grant cancellations has hit researchers focused on promoting the LGBT agenda. As the Trump administration targets ideologically driven science and government waste in this nation. So far, the government has terminated nearly 70 LGBT grants to 46 institutions, totaling nearly $40 million. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on staffing cuts at the FDA.
Across the Department of Health and Human Services, nervous employees are waiting to see whether pink slips will arrive in their inboxes. Mass firings are expected after Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. last week announced a massive reorganization of the department of 82,000 workers. The changes will result in 20,000 fewer jobs overall. About 10,000 will be eliminated through layoffs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Harvard University will become the latest target in the Trump administration's approach to fight campus anti-Semitism. The federal government is reviewing billions of dollars in grants and contracts, with that Ivy League college saying it will ensure the school is following civil rights laws. A federal anti-Semitism task force is reviewing more than $255 million in contracts. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.